Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lorian Nettleton. This week on AK, bingo. Every other week, a bright pink sign pops up along Unalaska's main road advertising a makeshift gambling parlor. In hand-painted black lettering, it lays out the stakes and discourages any young whippersnappers under 19 from even trying to participate. This game is very much for grown-ups. For 2 years, KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has driven by it and wondered what exactly went on there. Now she takes us into the seedy underbelly of Unalaska's senior center.
It's 3 o'clock and the senior center is packed with women. They line two long tables. Some place charms like glass hearts or lucky dimes in front of them. A few have their hair and makeup done. Others are wearing sweats. The ages range from 20-something to 80-something, though the crowd skews mostly older. Once everyone has bought their $20 bingo cards, the fun begins.
So the first game we are playing is going to be Hardway Bingo. For those of you that haven't been here before...
Jessica Kolb and Bob Knapp run the game, and they use the proceeds to fund the Unalaska Senior Center's daily lunches.
Bingo. So you need to say, once you get it, you need to say bingo loud enough to stop Bob from calling the next number, okay? And it usually helps if you raise your hand as well.
And I'm kind of deaf, so don't want to talk up.
Say bingo! Okay.
Don't be shy.
After explaining all the rules, Bob moves to the front of the room. He's wearing a wolf t-shirt, and he's known for making jokes like busting out a neon green tutu when I-22, or I-22, is called. Bob also has a voice that's as smooth as Carl Castle's. He starts up the bingo machine.
And first number, G-57.
The whole setup has a 70s vibe and looks like a giant fish tank. But instead of betas, tetras, and guppies, you've got red, blue, and green balls bouncing all around. Over at the tables, Laura Leisure and Terry Johnson are directing all of their mental energy at those balls, hoping the ones that they need will be quickly vacuumed up.
This is going to be my game.
18,
yeah, but my hand just itched.
18. Again?
Stop it.
Scratch it.
They've been going to bingo for years. The two of them and their friend Donna Ron come every session, rain or shine. But on Unalaska's rare sunny days, they do struggle some.
I think the hardest is when it's really pretty outside.
Yeah.
And to be in here, you know, like
you
today.
You have to make that choice.
Yes. Yeah.
Donna says that they've even played bingo through blizzards.
One time we almost all got stuck here because it was so bad that we could hardly see. It was almost a whiteout. And so I'm like, am I going to spend the night here? I'll get the couch.
The snowstorm wouldn't have been as much of a problem for Laura, who lives at the senior center and wouldn't have far to get to her room. Bingo is obviously a major social ritual for all the players. They notice if someone is absent and find out if that person is sick or traveling. They bring cakes for each other's birthdays. They also share bingo accessories with each other. In the middle of the table, there's a colorful mess of markers called daubers that feature the faces of Betty Boop, Popeye, and Elvis, and they get passed around. The game is not particularly cutthroat. That said, Terry, Laura, and Donna still enjoy winning.
Laura and I had a really good week once. I think I won 5 times and she won 4. And people were just glaring at us like, stop it. You know, that was pretty fun.
Over the course of the afternoon, they play 15 games of bingo.
Yes.
As time goes on, the players get increasingly into it.
Oh.
Suddenly, Laura and Donna are both on. They each have one number left before making a bingo.
Yes! Bingo!
A third person also scored a bingo. Because that round was only worth $25, the winners each come away with $8 and change. Terry spreads her winnings in front of her, even though it's a small amount.
A lot of times what we do is we pile our money in front of us.
Is it kind of a badge of honor?
It is. Everybody notices.
By the end of the afternoon, Donna has won twice, and Terry has bingoed 3 times. Even though Terry's had good luck, she's had to split all of her winnings. In the end, she only comes out 75 cents ahead. Before Terry starts to complain, Laura reminds her that she went bust.
You're ahead of me.
I'm ahead.
I'm $50 in the arrears.
But at least you get to eat.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the point of all this. No single individual makes a killing. But on this day, one person does decide to straight up donate $1,000 to the seniors' lunch program at the end of the game. People give a round of applause, and then they say their goodbyes. The organizers then lock all the materials up, and the makeshift bingo hall transitions back into something more like a cafeteria. The next day, Laura and about half of the bingo players in attendance will gather there for lunch, and in a couple of weeks, the pink sign will go back out again, advertising Unalaska's most harmless vice. For AK, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.